Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Small Biz. Small Biz America. Hey, welcome to Small Biz America here on Biz Talk Radio Network. Once again, David Wolf with you. I hope you had a great week in your business. By the way, capital. If your business is in need of capital, we can absolutely help. Go to smallbizamerica.com and click on Business Finance in the navigation. You'll find a short contact form to get the process rolling. We've got capital for you, so give us a shout. And also, if you'd like to host your own radio show here on the Biz Talk Radio Network, I can help with that. I'm one of the guys that helped develop programming in the podcast and the radio network space. More than 240 markets compromises the Biz Talk Radio Network. So give me a shout. You can contact me through smallbizamericaradio.com for that. This week, Gabe Arnold's going to join us for an extended segment. 3 and 4 will be dedicated to him and some strategies he's talking about this week. Tracy Benson, she's the CEO of a company called On the Same Page. This is a firm that specializes in developing customized communications platforms and strategies for businesses. So puts us on the same page. And as I mentioned, Gabe Arnold will be joining us in segment 3 and 4. Up first, he's one of the Pacific Northwest's most recognized mediators and arbitrators. This is an area that remains foggy for a lot of us in business. Greg Bertram is joining us. He has resolved thousands of cases in 22 years in the business, in the practice, joining us to share his insights and experience around the subjects of mediation, arbitration, and related services is Greg Bertram, the firm Pacific, I think it's Pacific DR Consulting. He'll get me straight on that. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, David. Yes, it's Pacific ADR Consulting. ADR is the acronym for Alternative Dispute Resolution. That generally refers to mediation and arbitration. They're the most common forms of ADR.
We hear about mediation and arbitration in the context of, you know, you'll sign a contract with a vendor, you'll sign a contract with another business with whom you are engaging, and you'll see those words come up as alternatives to going to court. So if you could just lay the groundwork in the short segment and the time we have together, just give us a definition of what are, first of all, what they each are and how they differ, and we can go from there. I think that'd be very useful.
Sure, happy to do it. They're very different processes. Mediation is much more common, much less expensive, and its hallmarks are the parties retain decision-making control. The mediator is an impartial figure hired to try and help the parties navigate toward a settlement, and they must agree on a settlement. The mediator cannot, he's not a decision maker. It's much less expensive than arbitration, can be scheduled much more quickly. Arbitration, on the other hand, is simply a private trial with one or three arbitrators. And usually, it is a binding process. The winner can usually record the arbitration award and convert it to a judgment in a court of applicable jurisdiction and enforce it much of, in the same way as a judgment obtained via a trial. Arbitration is very common in employment agreements, and it is a more controversial process than mediation, in part because the parties really have delegated control of the decision to the arbitrator or arbitrators.
Okay. I think that that's getting me there. And for our audience, the website www.pacificadrconsulting.com. If what we talk about here is fascinating you or relevant to your business and you need to contact Greg Bertram for further clarification. Again, we're going to get a very top-level view of all of this today. Also in the mix at your firm, Greg, are special master services and class action mass tort services. So maybe we should take a tour of those as well, just to get a sense of the work you do.
Sure. A special master is a figure designated by the court or agreed to by parties to assist with discovery issues. A trial judge may be too busy to do it, him or herself. The idea is to try and move the case forward toward a trial in a timely manner. And often one or more parties gets bogged down in discovery. And often one party, it's in their perceived interest to delay things.
Mm-hmm.
And so at times the court will ask for a special master or a party will ask for it. The class action work we do is after a settlement. If the parties have trouble allocating settlement dollars, they often hire us or people like us to perform neutral evaluations according to a protocol that's designed for the particular case and is somewhat formulaic. And essentially, they're a form of arbitration, usually done just on written submissions. And not every class action has that element. A number do. It can involve many, many evaluations, though, even
sure.
into the thousands.
Sure. And class action differs from mass tort, doesn't it? When we talk about mass tort, I'm somewhat familiar with the medical field where mass tort is sometimes employed, that process. Are there similarities or are they very different?
I think there are more similarities than differences.
Okay. And do you find that in most cases there's a set aside financially and then you're really dealing with allocating what has already been settled in a court of law to award plaintiffs? Do I have that right?
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't get involved at all unless and until there's a settlement.
Okay, so when we watch television go ahead. I'm sorry, didn't mean to step on you.
No, and the funding is usually something that's already been agreed to or enabled.
Excellent. That was my understanding just for our audience. So when we watch television and we see in the medical, vaginal mesh, you may be entitled to a settlement. This is a mass tort. It might be a class action, but these are the sorts of cases, the sorts of activities that this involves, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to go back to mediation and arbitration in the 2.5 or 3 minutes we have left. Again, www.pacificadrconsulting.com. is the website to contact Greg Bertram. Also, you can get him direct at 206-920-9795. This is a intense subject matter and hard to do in 11 minutes or so. Talk a little bit about the types of companies that you tend to serve with mediation and or arbitration. I guess a lot more enhanced version of the other in a sense. But who typically comes to you? What do you see?
David, there is no typical guest. It could be an Alaska Native Village Corporation. That was my very first mediation 30 years ago.
Wow.
Up in Ketchikan, Alaska. It could be a closely held business or a publicly traded business. A law firm, ironically. I've mediated many law firm breakups and medical group breakups as well. It could be a goods or services company, grocery stores, companies, big box retailers like Costco, Home Depot, Office Depot. There really is no limit. And one thing I've learned is that every time I think I've seen it all, I am wrong. Quickly wrong.
Unbelievable. Any size, any business sector, our audience, of course, is largely small business, but I'm sure we have listeners that are working inside of a larger corporation. You might see that as well.
Well, insurance, David. Insurance is involved in most of the things I do. And, the insurance industry has consolidated a great deal in the last 20, 25 years.
It makes sense.
Those companies are enormous.
Yeah, they're enormous companies, and I can see where that would play in. Now, what type of certification is required from or mediation or arbitration to be involved in facilitating as you do?
A very good question. With mediation, there is largely none. The whole topic of certification is controversial. In family law, which is not something I typically do, there are a lot of non-lawyer mediators from the counseling profession. You see non-lawyers in construction cases, engineers, for example. So the marketplace, I think, filters out the truly incompetent.
Yeah.
It's imperfect, though. Arbitration is a more serious matter. There are other ADR providers, and so it is something of a badge of recognition to be on panels such as mine.
Yeah.
Or JAM, which is probably the biggest.
I'm running up to a hard break. I'm sorry, Greg. I'm running up to a hard break. Thanks for joining us. Again, it's PacificADRConsulting.com. Thanks, Greg.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz. Small Biz America.
Welcome back, David Wolf, on this Biz Talk Radio Network, Small Biz America here. Tracy Benson is the founder and CEO of On the Same Page. This is a business consultancy that works to develop and implement customized employee communications and engagement strategies. Founded in 2002, the company is named for what it takes pride in, getting us all on the same page. Let's learn a little bit more. Tracy Benson, the CEO and founder, joins us on the line. Tracy, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
One of the fascinating talking points that you threw out in advance of this segment is the idea of millennials and this changing style, a changing communication style, the different needs and desires they have in the workplace. So take us from the top. What do we not understand? Well, I'm a baby boomer, and you may or may not be, but what does business at large not understand about millennials that you help us understand?
I'm a boomer, too, so I completely get it.
Full disclosure.
Yes, exactly, full disclosure. The great news is that business is really grasping this quickly, so it isn't even so much that business doesn't understand it. They're almost being forced to. I'd say the biggest issue is that this generation of workers that we call the millennials have grown up with a technology that we had to learn. They grew up with it, so sometimes they're called digital natives. And I don't know if you've ever watched, you know, somebody in their teens or early 20s trying to figure out a technology. It'll take them a nanosecond. It'll take you and I about an hour and a half.
Right.
And so what that really means, in addition to a lot of other factors relating to the way that they grew up, is their expectations around information delivery within the workplace are very different from the expectations you and I had going into business at that age and still have, frankly. So information is expected to be immediate. It's supposed to be easy to find. It's supposed to be available whether they want it, you know, pushed out to them or whether they want to go grab it themselves. Meaning that they're going to go to an intranet site and check out the information. So there's a variety of different things that we have to think about in terms of delivery as well. Now, we've, in working with this generation and frankly, all the generations within the workplace, because that's probably the more challenging issue, is that we're all working side by side now.
Right.
We've identified, you know, a handful of tips that we think that managers today can use to really enhance the way that they communicate with and engage millennials in particular. But the good news is that everybody seems to react positively to these kinds of things.
Okay, good. And I know that you have developed five things leaders should do to engage workers across this generational spectrum. Maybe we could walk through them in the five or so minutes we've got left together.
That sounds great, David. The first thing is it's about active listening, embracing it, modeling it, and encouraging it. Now, active listening isn't something that most people really know how to do. Obviously, you know how to do it because you make a living doing that. But if you asked most people to repeat the last thing that they heard somebody say in a meeting, they'd be really hard-pressed to do it. Active listening requires that we make a choice to do it, that we create the time and space and put everything else aside other than the person who's talking to us at that moment, and that we slow down the dialogue so that each party's points are understood. It's a real skill that we have to learn.
Mm.
So that's point one.
Mm. Really, really actively listening and training ourselves to do it better. Okay, thanks.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, so number two, let's just walk through them. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So point two is adopting a practice of setting expectations that are super clear and providing real-time feedback. Now, this one's really interesting because some people have complained that the millennial generation is a little bit needy. I don't see it that way at all. I think that every one of us benefits from feedback. It's just that they expect it more often. There was a study in 2015 that said that millennials expect more frequent communication from their boss than any other generation, in fact, up to 54% more. So our advice here is, you know, keep on holding those formal sort of performance management reviews and things like that, those quarterly or biannual meetings that you hold. But make sure that whether it's formal or informal, on a weekly basis or even more often, that you're giving the people who work for you some feedback, real-time feedback. Hey, that was a great job, or, you know, I would have done this a little bit differently. That's really what they're looking for. It's not that big of a deal.
Interesting, and it also ties into their expectation about the delivery of information more rapidly. So this real-time feedback loop, if you will, it makes a lot of sense. All right, number three.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So number three is making asking for help safe. Now, this is something that I think older generations struggle with just a little bit because we were expected to really be pretty independent, have all the answers, prove our worth, hit the ground running, all those buzzwords, right? But the reality is that in a collaborative work environment, which is something that, you know, is really beginning to take shape throughout the workforce today, much thanks to technology, people need to be able to and feel free and not be penalized for, in fact, be rewarded for asking for help. There are teams that we've worked with where it's looked upon as a strength if you raise your hand and ask for help versus a weakness. Now, that takes some work to establish as an expectation through role modeling. So we really recommend that managers take, you know, really think about that.
I love that. It's really, really like hyperly opening the door and inviting it in a way that perhaps they're not conditioned to do. That's beautiful. We got about 2 minutes left together, so I'll hold you over through the break if we need to. But go ahead, please.
Sure. Number four, David, is access to information and leaders and really making that as expanded as possible. In the old days, we would see the top gun, you know, once a year at some kind of a state of the company meeting. But today, people want and need, especially millennials, access to those leaders and the information about their company. And with technology, it's super easy to do. So companies that are really successful in this realm are using things like leader blogs and wikis and Yammer and all kinds of technology tools to make reaching out to a leader and hearing what he or she is thinking about just a keystroke away. It's very cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. And finally,
number five is this emphasis on something we keep hearing in companies today. They're calling them critical experiences. And it's a way of turning the old-fashioned career ladder on its head a little bit, or rather on its side, and thinking about the career much more as something like a career lattice instead of promotion after promotion after promotion, because there are only so many of those in any organization. Many companies are looking at how do we get our employees to have a richer, broader career experience through something that they call critical experiences. So I may work in this business unit, you know, today and for the next 2 years, but after that, I know that I'm going to have a similar position in an entirely different type of business unit, which is going to broaden my exposure and my understanding of our market segment in a way that a promotion may not be able to do.
Yeah, it's about like giving me somewhere to go, as I would say that. As we wrap up here, thanks so much, Tracy. It's www.onthesamepage.com, and there are hyphens between those words. So on-the-same-page.com. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks, David.
All right. Enjoy.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time for another PR and SEO quick tip with Melanie Rembrandt.
Melanie, I'm a small business owner. Why should I send out a press release?
Well, David, as you know, press releases are a great way to build buzz online and remind media members and customers that you have current news, products, and services. And the good news is press releases don't need to be expensive. You can write one yourself. All you do is follow the standard releases at sites like PR Newswire or Business Wire. Then you simply send it out to specific media members and customers and post it on free sites. And also, if you add keywords for the search engines, you'll get more coverage online. Now, it takes a little time and effort, but you can build buzz with press releases without spending a fortune.
Want to boost sales fast with public relations and search engine optimization? Listen to PR and SEO Quick Tips with Melanie Rembrandt. And visit RembrandtWrites.com/radio for your free newsletter, exclusive tips, and more.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
And welcome back. David Wolf with you on the Biz Talk Radio Network, and you're with Small Biz America. Gabe Arnold joins us every week. You know him from segment four, The Small Biz Brain, but I've extended his stay with us today because we're going to talk about a more robust set of subject matter. Gabe, welcome to the program.
Thanks, David. I'm excited to cover this today.
So the headline is How to Earn $10,000 a Month on LinkedIn. And, of course, LinkedIn is specific to B2B types of an audience customers. So you're going to walk us through a strategy that you use, implement, have developed to earn 10 grand or, I guess, more, right? The ceiling's the limit. So, or there is no ceiling. The sky's the limit. Thank you. So if you will, you've got kind of a five-point trajectory here for us. So if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a specific strategy that I've used and continue to use. I actually implemented this about 3 years ago almost when I was launching a product. And it's something that if you follow the approach and you work the system, then, you know, I've seen it work very well, you know, in many different cases for my clients and on different product launches. And in my first attempt of doing this, I ended up creating a business, you know, that even in the first, you know, 6 to 8 months, we had reached the $10,000 a month revenue point.
Yeah.
And I'm going to I'll share all the exact, you know, kind of numbers and everything about it. And then obviously anybody can reach out if they have more questions. And just to, you know, everybody's probably heard the name and, you know, you may have a LinkedIn profile or you may not be doing something on there, but to give a little bit more background on that and why this approach is so successful there. LinkedIn is like in a simple way, you know, I look at it as saying like, this is the Facebook for business professionals. And even through the multiple changes and kind of iterations that's gone through, and even now, I don't know if it's 100% official or closed yet, but as, you know, Microsoft is looking to buy it, you know, I still believe it's going to have a ton of value. And it's because people get on there who are professionals, who want a network, who are looking for business, and who also, you know, are looking for solutions and services. And over the past few years, they've gone from just being a networking, you know, site to where now you can, you know, post blog posts, and you can, you know, do, you know, even more marketing on there. But it's really a rich resource that I think that, you know, people don't capitalize on enough yet. And so the first kind of, I've got kind of five, you know, main kind of steps to this process. But the first thing is, when you want to get started with this plan and this approach, is that, you know, identify like what market niche you're going to go after or what would be, you know, what would be useful, and then begin to search for those types of people on LinkedIn. An easy example is if you just go on a LinkedIn, sign into your account and search realtor, you'll get tons and tons of results. And, you know, so if you're reaching a realtor market, you would then want to start connecting to those people and, you know, reaching out to them and just connect with, a handful of people every day. There's a term called lion. They call it LinkedIn Open Networkers. And so I'm a lion on LinkedIn. It's an old term, and I don't know who coined that, but that's a great starting point, because just by doing that and starting to connect with the people in your industry or that you want to reach, they are, you know, that's how you can connect and build your network. So I started that process a few years ago, and I would connect with, 20 to 25 people a day, at least in my industry. And that's the first part is just to build your connections.
Quick question on the Lion program. Is this a paid service on LinkedIn, an extra type of platform that you can opt into?
It's not. It's just kind of a community term that different people on LinkedIn have come up with. If you see somebody that has all caps in their profile Lion, then they're somebody that will connect with anybody, basically. There are still, people on the network that if they don't know you or haven't met you face-to-face won't connect with you, but I find that to be less and less. That's the term. And I honestly don't know who's coined that.
It's a self-designated. I could go on LinkedIn today after we're done with the show and actually just put Lion in my profile. Is that correct?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And it just indicates to people that, hey, this...
Title.
Yeah, so you don't feel like there's a wall or a firewall between connectivity. And you're right, I think that people have become sort of more open platform about all of this anyway, but this is
right
self-designation that you see.
Yeah. Yep. And then, so that's just what you want to do on a consistent basis, because if you're, connecting with more people, then obviously you're increasing your opportunity and your reach. So then once we'll just kind of stick with the realtor theory, because I've done some projects with realtors in the past and done a little real estate investing myself. So we'll say, that realty is your niche. Whatever it is, that's who you would search for and connect for people if they were engineers or whatever it might be. So then as you connect with people, a lot of the times on LinkedIn, you'll have people that will reply back and say, hey, thanks for connecting and what do you do? And once you're connected, you can often see their phone number and all their contact information in their profile. And so you'll want to then reach out to a dozen or so of those, connections in that space and say, if you could wave a magic wand, what's one problem that you could solve, that you would solve if you didn't have to worry about money or time or anything, what would that, what would you like to solve in your business or your industry? And that open-ended question will help you discover, what the problems are for individuals and for the industry. And you'll want to do 10 or 12 or 20 of these calls and just take, 20, 30 minutes, and you'll uncover a pattern. Usually in a pretty short time, but definitely over time after having a couple dozen calls, you'll get to know people. They're very friendly. If you're connected on LinkedIn, I could call up, somebody and say, hey, I know we're connected on LinkedIn, Dave. And so, I just want to take a few minutes if you have time. And people having that initial connection will be more comfortable to talk to you.
It's amazing how that is. Exactly. And I've developed LinkedIn business on LinkedIn, and I'm familiar with that phenomenon. It does warm the lead, if you will. Absolutely.
Exactly. And it gives you a touch point. And nobody likes to make cold calls. And honestly, I don't think people should make cold calls in the old world manner. But in this case, you can then call on somebody that you're already connected with and that, knows your name and has seen your face. And obviously, it goes without saying, and we could touch on this some other time, make sure that your LinkedIn profile is up to date and you have a nice, professional photo that really betrays who you are. And, you want to have that in place. But after you have a few of these conversations, you'll say, let's just say the conversation is with the realtors that everybody knows that they need to do social media, but they don't have the time to do it and they don't know how to do it. So if I had uncovered that pain point in this audience segment, then I would say, then I go back and say, okay, I'm going to create a free tool that will help everybody solve this problem. Just something free and simple. Like here's a, simple schedule tool or a little strategy guide. And then I would reach out to my entire network who I, have targeted to be the realtor base. And I would say, hey, I created this free tool. Just wanted to share it with you. And then they could put in their name and email and download the tool. And it can be
nice.
Something as simple as, here's a 3-page PDF on how I do social media. It could be a piece of software. It could be some how-to videos. Use what you have at your fingertips to create the solution.
In other words, don't invest a lot into it. It kind of goes hand in hand with your pre-sale philosophy. This is more, I guess, along the lines of a freemium, isn't it, Gabe?
Yeah. And so then you'll probably have a percentage of the people that you're connected with engage and be like, oh, cool, this solves the problem that I have, or I'm willing to try it out. Now you've engaged and kind of moved up in a new level of relationship with them. And then with their email and contact information, then you can go to sending email campaigns and saying, hey, how did you like that tool? Did it solve a problem? And then you can move them into your actual offering. And so if you have a product or service or consulting or something that you offer that, you know, is $200-$300 a month, then you're able to, say, hey, if you want more help with this, then, this is what I offer. And you have a warm lead that you already know has this pain point, and you have a, solution that you can offer them.
Yeah, it's like levels of pre-qualification. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Gabe Arnold. He's the founder of Copywriter Today. We'll have more with Gabe right after the break. Please don't go away. That's copywritertoday.net. See you in a minute.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back to school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz America.
The Braves.
And we're continuing with Gabe Arnold here, moving into the Small Biz Brain segment. If you've been with us for the past 20 or so minutes, Gabe, we've been talking about various techniques to really, really business build. That is, build your business up to, well, the sky's the limit. We call this the $10,000 a month revenue model. Gabe, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, David, we're just chatting about how after you do some outreach and you find out who the interested people are in your LinkedIn network and you've offered them, a free resource or tool or something that'll solve a problem for them, you've already created value for them and really started off the relationship in the right way. And just as a simple kind of mirror example, the reason LinkedIn is successful is because it creates value for business professionals where they can connect and interact and, read and learn. And so take the same approach because that's what, people there are looking for. And when you do that by solving a problem or giving them some sort of resource, then you can go to the next level and say, hey, Dave, I saw you got, my three strategies for social media for realtors guide. I wanted to reach out and see if this is something that if I could generate you leads in social media, would you be interested in talking more about that? And then, those folks will engage with you and you can then, put them into an actual more kind of formal sales process or sequence where you follow up with them periodically until you fully qualify them. Or obviously if they're not interested at all, then you can move on to the next person.
What's interesting, Gabe, is that you're really creating and starting from a LinkedIn sort of community connection. It is business, but it's community connection. There's a comfort level in the context of LinkedIn that if you were to just start with this email sequence, it may not have the same effect. You're sort of what I'll call leveraging off of this. It's like we all came to a party and LinkedIn's the party and there's some comfort there because it was at LinkedIn and we have that in common and we're part of this open, this Lion open networking platform. And so that's fascinating to me because I know you as an expert email funnel marketing designer and implementer, but this is really... you're almost springboarding off of this platform. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's really, like you said, it's like being at that party or it's having that little bit of goodwill in place already where you're like, oh, I'm connected to Dave and I recognize his face or the name or I've seen that. And you can even remind people of that and say like, oh, we're connected on LinkedIn and that's why I wanted to reach out today. And people will take that as a sign of like, hey, we've started a relationship. And it really gives you that opening, to be able to develop the relationship. And for people that don't know, that's where you and I met, David, on LinkedIn.
That's right. That's right.
And it can develop into so many things. And so if you approach these relationships with, hey, with the attitude of how can I add value or serve somebody or help, someone else, and then just kind of build your connection from there, then the sky's the limit. And, you really only need, a couple dozen people, you know, to close out of thousands of connections, you know, to start generating some real serious money from LinkedIn. And so it's the daily practice of reaching out and then following up with, you know, good resource. And then as they're interested and they give you more of their information, you can obviously put them into a email marketing series. There's a lot of different ways to do it, but it's, you know, this is kind of the basic approach that I've used in many different cases.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm imagining that you use it for the clients that you serve in your business as you're devising new ways to market and help them market themselves, which is really what you do at Copywriter Today, right?
Yep, exactly. And there's a lot of different ways to do it, but yeah, we help our clients build the strategies and the, you know, put together the resources that they can give away to their audience. And there's a lot of different things that we do there. And we're actually going to be putting together some more kind of specific LinkedIn strategies. And so if anybody is interested in that, they can reach out to me. Just go to copywritertoday.net/LinkedIn secrets. So it's LinkedIn secrets, all one word. And they can, you know, put their info in there, and I'll be happy to share some of the resources that we're coming out with and even jump on the phone with them and, you know, see if there's a strategy that we can help them implement.
I love it. And really, you're working with all different types of businesses, I'm guessing, right? I've never asked you this question, but does it run the gamut at Copywriter Today?
Yeah, we work with businesses worldwide, and there's really not any big, you know, category exclusions, because the approach, you know, always works. The principles work. If you reach out to people and solve their problems and provide them value, you can do that in any industry and be successful. So we work with hundreds of different business types.
Once again, it's copywritertoday.net to reach Gabe Arnold and his team. A fairly large team, and you've been scaling your own business over the years, as I understand it, and continue to do that.
Yep,
I wanted to ask you about, you shared with me offline that you're reading Ogilvy. David Ogilvy was the great advertising mogul. And you're reading Confessions of a Copywriter, isn't that right? Or an advertising man.
Yeah. I just finished
the title.
Up. Yeah, it's Confessions of an Advertising Man. I just finished that up last night, and it's been very interesting. He gives away some really great tips, and one thing he says in there, which is, yeah, I guess, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's simple, or maybe I missed it or haven't thought about it this way, but he said, The more facts that you can put into your advertising, the better off it will do. And, you know, it's a little bit contrary to maybe what we see or think of advertising, where it's flashy or, you know, it kind of focuses other places.
Yeah.
But he said, the more facts and information you can put into your advertising, the better it'll perform. That's something.
In terms of the credibility piece, no, it's true about Ogilvy. And when was that book written? That's like 50 or 60 years old, isn't it?
Yeah. The introduction was I have a newer version that has an introduction, and that was from 88, but I think the book was written in like 59 or 60 or something long ago.
Right. So it was really at the beginning of this sort of consumer revolution, but he does run contrary to, like, what, you know, branding, as we call it, you know, which is this emotional, by the way, we've got about a minute and a half, branding, which is this emotional conversation with a prospect or consumer. You know, he talks about it more in terms of the facts and the details. He wasn't big on music, and I spent many years in the music production business, so I certainly took note of that, and wasn't really big on flash. He was very big on just, as you put it, facts and information that can help the consumer. And I got to believe that some of this translates to the business you do today. Were there any big ahas about all that?
Yeah. In the book, but one of the biggest things he said was, you know, make a promise that really catches your audience's attention and then deliver on it. That's another thing that was huge,
you know,
still stick with the facts, but make a big promise that'll really catch your attention.
You know, I've done that a coach named I Libson, who's out of Dallas, told me once, exactly those words as a radio guy. You want to start the show or the segment by saying, hey, here's why you want to listen, and you want to end telling them, here's why you listened. Well, I hope you had a good time with us today here in Small Biz America. Remember, you can reach me directly at david@smallbizamerica.com for your capital needs. We're in the finance space as well, the content creation space as well. You can call Gabe Arnold at copywritertoday.net, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week in your business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.